There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quickets. This will be your Tuesday, April 25th edition, and I hope everybody had an okay Monday. What a day it was. Pitching was quite the shit show, as we expected. It was a mess, but Archer finally got blown up. He was dancing. He was playing with fire all game, and it finally happened towards the end. Garrett finally met his maker. Vargas didn't have a Vargas start, but our cover boy, Miggy Gonzalez, was filthy. Absolutely filthy. And I matched him up with Vargas. And I had a lot of Garrett. Don't get me wrong, I had a lot of Garrett. And that backfired in some. But in the ones that mattered for me, luckily, I had I had Chavez. And that worked out well. But most importantly, that Arizona stack mixed in with some Padres got it done, and we'll be going back to that well tonight. Indeed, we have a 14-game slate. There's one game not on it. We're back to that stupid scheduling. I hated this so much last year because there were so many good matchups we missed out on because Cleveland has such a great offense, and they're back to their stupid home games that are like a 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 or 5-something Central, 6-something Eastern, so it doesn't make the main slate for DraftKings. They're playing against the Astros. Keuchel versus Tomlin. Tomlin is a fly ball home run machine, so we don't get to target that. So that's not on the slate. We have 14 games on a target. Some good pitching options. We have Clayton Kershaw, who's over $14,000, which means you're going to want 40-plus points from him. But he's going against the Giants. Yeah. You're going to want to play him a little bit. But that price tag, as you saw his last time out when he was 13-something, he didn't get the points necessary to meet the price. That's the hard part about this price tag. You know Kershaw's good enough, but it's not like basketball with like Russell Westbrook where you know he's going to get a triple-double. It's just how big of a triple-double is he going to get. So it's a little tougher. He's going to need to get double-digit Ks. The Giants don't strike out a ton. But he could definitely shut down that offense and go 7-plus and probably shut him out. It's not a tough option there. But most importantly, weather is going to be nasty tonight, folks. Please follow Kevin Roth on Twitter or MLB Weather. There's a few accounts. Follow somebody because it is disgusting. The two New York games, Atlanta at the Mets, Yankees at the Red Sox, both have almost 100% chances of rain as I look at the weather right now as we speak at 5:15 a.m. Pacific time. It is disgusting. And then you have like 40 to 50% chances in the Miami, Philly, Tampa Bay, Baltimore, Washington, Colorado games. So those might clear up and be playable or just little delay chances like we've been seeing off and on every night. But the Atlanta, New York, and the New York, Boston, which honestly I didn't have a ton of interest in for stackings or pitchings, or it was mainly just a bat here or there, nothing too bad. So it doesn't really do too much to me. And if you want to rain out Colorado, it never breaks my heart. But keep an eye on that. Some serious stuff there. But other than that, we have some fun on our task tonight. There's really not another dominant arm. It's another night like that with no real domination. But there is a ton of good targets, I should say. So we will get at it. And we have, like I said, you have Kershaw at 14,300. Don't really have to go too deep into that one. If you don't know the story behind Clayton Kershaw yet, you know, I know you want DFS help on here, but Clayton Kershaw, best pitcher in baseball, you pretty much start him where you can afford him. So moving on, your next priced option is Danny Duffy at 10-4. Now I'm going to preface this like I prefaced it yesterday. Danny Duffy, I think he is an outstanding pitcher. Danny Duffy, I think, is a much, much, much more real pitcher than Jason Vargas. We targeted Chicago against Jason Vargas because we were ready for Vargas to fall. And honestly, Vargas didn't pitch horrible and he fell at the end, which, fair enough. Danny Duffy's having an outstanding season. He has beat a Texas team in Texas. He has beat a Houston team in Houston. He has beat Minnesota in Minnesota. Three teams very good against left-handed pitchings. Two of those were very good hitting environments. So he's been outstanding this year. The K rates haven't been as high as I'd like. He's gotten five or more in three of his four starts. He is striking out 25.2% of batters. But the caveat here is the White Sox are only striking out 16.9% of the time against lefties. Their WOBA against lefties 0.326, and they have a 264 average against lefties. Like we stated against Vargas, they hit them well, and we saw that eventually rear its head. It took a while, though. It seemed like Vargas was going to get the job done. Duffy has to locate, just like Vargas does. Once Vargas started missing, the White Sox started hitting. This is a risky play at 10-4. I will have a little Duffy. I'm not going to go as heavy as I used to. I usually go big on Duffy. Those that have been listening know I love Danny Duffy. I go heavy on Duffy. The other reason why I don't like this is he's 10,400 tonight. His past four price tags, 8,200, 8,900, 9,700, 8,600. He's taken a pretty good leap in price tag, and it's because he's playing the White Sox. So DK likes him. The algorithm likes him for some reason. He's going into a tough hitting environment. I'm hoping he does well, but I'm tempering my expectations, and I think it would be wise to not go all in on Danny Duffy. I'm not saying avoid Danny Duffy, but there's other options I'd rather go all in on instead of Danny Duffy tonight. And plus, you're going to want to save money for some bats that I really, really like tonight. We go to a GPP play on our slate. We're going Vinny Velasquez, 9,300 against the Miami Marlins. Vinny Velasquez will be at home. Remember, chance of rain in Philly tonight. Velasquez going up against a Marlins team, striking out 22.4% of the time against right-handed pitching. Decent WOBA and average against righties. So sneaky, sneaky team. But really, what do you have to fear? I say this all the time against the Marlins outside of, you know, Giancarlo, Ozuna, and Yelich. You know, Prado's back. Boer hit a bomb on Sunday, but he hasn't done a ton yet. They have stuff there. It's a small ballpark, which is scary. But that K upside of Vinny Velasquez is filth. Now, again, he has been pretty rough at times this year. He only gave up three runs his last time out, but only struck out two. Prior to that, 7 Ks and 10 Ks. It's a total GPP play. Do not play him in cash. Massive roll of the dice going up against a Marlins team that's like Jekyll and Hyde, and Velasquez is like Jekyll and Hyde. You're hoping you get Hyde with Velasquez and you get Jekyll with Ozuna, or vice versa. It depends on how you view the two. But you're hoping for the good Velasquez and the bad Marlins, because we've seen what Velasquez can do when he's on, and he can be pure filth. And it's a Marlins team that can strike out a ton. So he'll be low-owned at 9,300 because people will either pay up for the, you know, Duffy's, Tejerons of the world, which I want nothing to do with Tejeron tonight, plus the rain, probably rained out, or they're going to go down for some other options. So Velasquez ownership I don't see being too high, so keep him in mind this evening. Next up, I'm looking at Marco Estrada at $8,800 at the St. Louis Cardinals. We're going to keep targeting that Cardinals offense. It's struggling, to say the least, striking out 21% of the time against righties. Ugly WOBA, ugly average, just not getting it done. And Estrada has been sneaky, sneaky good. Against Boston last time out, 6 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 7 Ks. He has had 7, 8, 5, and 4 Ks. Wasn't a big strikeout guy on my radar coming into the year. His last two starts against Boston and Baltimore, 7 and 8 Ks respectively. Very much taken me, has got my attention. And the more important thing, in those two starts, he went 6 innings and 7 innings against Boston and Baltimore, 0 runs. That really gets my attention. So he's getting the job done. Going into St. Louis, now he's leaving the AL East. All four of his starts are in the AL East. Now he goes to the NL Central, in an NL Central ballpark, gets rid of the DH, gets to face a pitcher and a weak, weak St. Louis offense at $8,800. Sneaky good, Marco Estrada. I like him in cash and GPPs. We're going to go down to Ervin Santana, GPP only, because he is in Texas and that Texas ballpark can be just nasty. But he's off to an outstanding start. Every time I'm waiting for that blow-up, it doesn't happen. He even went out his last time against Cleveland, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, and got it done with 5 Ks. But the fly balls were there last time. Earlier in the year, the ground balls were outweighing the fly balls. His last start, he was 2 ground balls to 10 fly balls. If he does that tonight in Texas, the balls will go a long, long ways. So he needs to watch out for that. But been lights out in 4 starts, a total of 15, 21, 28 innings. He's only given up 2 earned runs. 0.64 ERA. He's been outstanding. 7,100 at Texas, going up against a Texas Rangers offense. Striking out 20% of the time. They hit pretty well off right-handed pitching. So GPP only. Have a little Texas stack in your life also. So but keep Ervin Santana in your mind. Assuming the game doesn't get rained out, but it probably will, so I won't go too deep into this round. But I like Robert Gesellman. Major strikeout upside against that Atlanta offense. Lefties hit him pretty well, but Gesellman going up. Where is he at here? He's high up on this list, I think. Yeah, he's striking out guys at 23.5% of the time. Braves are striking out almost 22% of the time right now. Very good look there, but that rain is disgusting. So I will just pass right by that one. But keep if that game plays. Sneaky good GPP play there because he's been getting hit around a bit, but his last start out, he looked really, really good. He was locating and moving the ball a lot better, and the strikeout upside is just bonkers. Probably one of my, or I'm going to mention Wade Miley real quick. He's $6,900. This is what I'm going to compare to my Amir Garrett play of the night because when I said Amir Garrett last night, he's been pitching phenomenal, but he went up against a Brewers team that strikes out a ton, but rakes against left-handed pitching. Well, now we visit Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay against left-handed pitching strikes out 28.6% of the time. Insane. But they are second, or they are just behind Milwaukee and WOBA against the left-handed pitching at .329. Outstanding. And they're hitting .264 against left-handed pitching, one of the best in baseball. They rake left-handed pitching. Very, very good against left-handed pitching. So this is what's it going to be. This is just like last night all over again. Wade Miley has been sensational. He went into Cincinnati, 8 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 11 strikeouts. At Toronto, 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned, 8 strikeouts. Against the Yankees, 5 shutout innings with 5 strikeouts. But he had the 7 walks that screwed him up. He walked 0 against Toronto, 1 against Cincinnati. He has been outstanding. I have been off of him every game. I've been fading him every game. I don't know many people that do this as often as I do that have not been fading him every game. Wade Miley is Mr. Fade Train. It makes me want to fade him again, and I will definitely have my Tampa boys because we here at MLB DFS Quick Hits, we love our Tampa bats. But Wade Miley, I'm going to have some of him in GPPs. I'm not going to play him in cash. I will play some Wade Miley. I'm not going to go as heavy as I did on Garrett yesterday. But if it's there, I want to have a piece of it if he keeps it going. But I'm going to be very careful. And I definitely have – I had like 2 Milwaukee stacks. But I play a lot of lineups, so I wasn't covered enough there. I'll have more Tampa exposure tonight. So kind of make it like – I'd say a 50-50 ratio. As many lineups if you have Miley in, have as many of those Tampa stacks the other way. That's what I'm going to recommend. Just to cover your butt, because it's the same, it's almost the same philosophy as that Amir Garrett. This is your Amir Garrett example right here. They are like mirroring images, except Miley's not a rookie. He's a veteran. That's the only difference, in my opinion, of this one. One of my favorite pitchers of the night, if not my favorite one of the evening, and he's only $6,800. So you can match him up with Kershaw if you want to go Kershaw, or you can match him up with another cheaper pitcher like a – well, you don't want to do a Estrada because that won't work. You can buy a lot of different guys and get a lot of nice bats. We're talking Waka, Michael Waka, $6,800 at home against the horrible Toronto Blue Jays. We've been on the fade train of the Blue Jays. It's been beautiful. Chavez outstanding last night. We've been targeting them left and right. Toronto striking out 23.9% of the time against the right-handed arms. Their WOBA is one of the worst in all of baseball at 261. It's the second worst in baseball, actually. And they're hitting 210 against right-handed pitching, which is third worst in baseball. To say they are struggling is an understatement. Very, very bad at baseball right now. Michael Waka is our Miguel Gonzalez of the evening. Give me some Michael Waka. We are going to get into next up. If these are all darts now. We're getting darts. We're below $6,000. Ty Bloch filling in for Mr. Dirt Bike Rider himself. Going up against the Dodgers. Dodgers cannot hit left-handed pitching. Let me repeat. The Dodgers cannot hit left-handed pitching. Bloch actually faced them last year in September in a big game against Kershaw and outpitched Kershaw. Not a bunch of strikeout potential with Bloch, but $5,600, nice punt play there. Jesse Hahn against the Angels. The Angels are struggling against where did I have him right here? They're striking out 21.5% of the time. Not the best WOBA against righties. I'm a mediocre average against righties. Jesse Hahn is actually off to a pretty decent start to the season. He has only given one run in his last start against Texas, giving up no more than three runs in any start. So three straight quality starts. And going up in Anaheim, nice pitching environment. Only $5,500. Good punt play there. He's not a big strikeout guy. 4-7-3. So you're not going to get a bunch of K's out of him. The Angels don't strike out too often. Like I said, around 20% of the time this year. But decent punt play, to say the least. And one arm I didn't mention in the middle. I forgot. I put him down at the bottom of my list. But if you want to roll the dice in Philadelphia on the other side, you can go Wei-Yin Chen. I only say this because I am going to stack Phillies because I personally like them versus left-handed pitching, but statistically-wise, if you're going to go at it, they strike out 22.7% of the time against lefties. They have a below 3 WOBA against lefties, and they have a 230 average, which is very low against lefties. So they don't hit them that well. They hit righties better than lefties. Something to keep in mind when you're targeting pitching tonight, because pitching is disgusting. So keep that in mind when you're looking that way. So the way I got it, you got Kershaw, Duffy, Velasquez. It sucks. My two favorite arms are Estrada and Waka, but they face each other, so that's kind of a problem. I like Estrada more. I mean, I like Waka more than Estrada. I like them both. I'm going to have a lot of exposure to both of them. Gesellman, but the rain's a disaster. Miley, Bloch, Hahn, Chen. A lot of ugly pitching. That is an ugly list. I just listed you a pile of poop. So this is going to be another one of those nights where you're going to be sitting there going, like, sweating a lot of innings with, like, two guys on, two outs, and a full count to, like, a cleanup batter. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. But you just hope they get, like, eight strikeouts and give up two runs and leave with a win, and you get, like, 23 points. And then you get, like, a Miguel Gonzalez who gets you 30 points because he's an OG like that. So that's what we're shooting for, stuff like that to happen and bounce our way once in a while. And then life is good. So when we're looking at the offensive side of things, we're looking at game totals. You have Coors, of course, at 11. So our baby, San Diego at Arizona, Coors Light at 9.5. Minnesota, Texas at 9. Cincinnati, Milwaukee, we will game stack the crap out of that one as well, as at 9. We got an 8.5 in Seattle and Detroit. Sneaky stack of that one, by the way. And then Oakland and Anaheim, the reason I like a sneaky stack on that one, 8.5 as well. Everything else is 8 and below. I'll go into my team stacks after we go position by position. So let's break it down. Catching position tonight. Kick it off. Matt Wieters had the day off to rest on Monday. He'll be back in the lineup. Marquez pitching for Colorado. It's Coors to begin with. So you're stacking anyways, but you're definitely stacking Your Washington Nationals. Wieters, $44,000. Lucroy at 41 is okay against Santana. Not the best look in the world. Salvi Perez against Covey is 3,400. I'm not going to recommend a Royals stack, but God, if they're ever going to get off the schneid, Covey is your answer. I swear I've said they're going to get out. They're going to break out of their funk at least a half a dozen times by now. So I can't stack them anymore. I can't do it. Just can't. But this is the perfect storm if it's ever going to happen. Just throwing that out there. If you want to really get ballsy, if you make 150 lineups, do it. I can't blame you. But it's there. If you throw one dart and you want to put a Royals stack out there, amen, brother. But if they can't hit Covey, they should send all these guys to AAA and try a new team out. You got Wilson Contreras, 34 against Cole. I love the Cubs tonight. Love them. Gerrit Cole has done nothing to impress me in all my preseason fantasy rankings. I did not have anything good to say about Cole. He is a fastball pitcher that can't locate, and when he gets behind, he just feeds it to you. The Cubs are going to feast tonight. Contreras, 3,400. Derek Norris against the lefty, 3,300. Nice look there. Yadi Molina loves him some Estrada. He's 3,300. Yadi is, we're going to write that down, 13 for 24 lifetime with two doubles and a home run against Estrada. Buster Posey against the lefty Kershaw. If you feel like fading Kershaw, Posey's only 3,300. Won't find him cheaper. Robinson Chirino has a banged up hand, so I don't know if he'll be playing tonight. They said they're going to put a padded glove on him and everything. I don't know, but Jason Castro in that game, I like him a ton against Andrew Trashner. Great hitting environment. The wind's blowing in, so keep an eye on that. But Trashner at 3,200 is a solid look in that one. Cameron Rupp, the righty bat for Philly against the lefty Chin at 3,100 is very, very nice. Tony Walters, the left-handed catcher for Colorado against Ross, 3,100. Keep a look on that one. Going down the list, Mike Zunino of Seattle, 2,900 against Zimmerman. Seattle is a nice sneaky stack against Zimmerman. Zimmerman has been a just disaster. He's either walking you or giving you meatballs. Right-handed bats hit Zimmerman better than lefties. They've been crushing him. That does not mean by any means I'm fading like Cano and Seager in this lineup. We're stacking the crap out of Seattle. Vegas isn't high on them. They have a low team total. Well, actually, not too low, actually. Pretty decent. Zunino, nice $2,900 punt catcher in that one. Steven Vogt, $2,900. That's my sneaky late night stack. Vegas has that game total at 8.5 between Hahn and Ramirez. And it's because of they actually have more on Anaheim than Oakland team total wise. But I love me some A's in this one. Vogt at $2,900. Nice look there. I like a little Vogt in my life. Manny Pena, it's either Pena or Bandy catching from Milwaukee. Pena's 2,900. Bandy's usually 100 less. Yep, Bandy's 2,800. They always have them 100 bucks apart, folks. So if you want your Brewers catcher, just always keep them right up next to each other. Let's see what else we got. We got, if you want to fade Felix Hernandez, he hasn't been the best pitcher in the world. Alex Avila, if he's catching or in the Detroit lineup at 2,700, is definitely an option there. And that Giovanni Soto, if he's catching for the White Sox, going against the lefty Duffy, 2,400 is a decent contrarian catcher option as well. And I haven't seen him yet. Where did he go? I'm trying to find our boys. Where's our guy? Chris Iannetta for Arizona against Clayton Richard. If you're stacking and you want to, for some reason, we usually don't stack the catcher part of the Arizona, but Iannetta likes him some Richard at 2,800. And there's our man. He will be in my lineup again tonight. And he's $100 cheaper than last night. He was $3,000 against Granke. He's $2,900 against Corbin. Austin Hedges went deep yet again. His home run put me into some serious money last night. $2,900. Austin Hedges. Yes. He's not going to homer every night. I'm very aware of that. But phenomenal matchup. $2,900, Austin Hedges. Moving over to first base, he took the day off yesterday, and at first I was devastated. I thought my Arizona stacks were ruined, but they still produced, and I am back to the well, and he will be my first baseman tonight. Goldschmidt, 5K against the lefty Richard. Goldie is 6 for 19 with three doubles off of Richard, and I don't care what his career was against the man. I was playing him. Ryan Zimmerman went ding-dong in Coors, 5K against Marquez. Votto, outstanding play against Davies. Left-handed bats crush Zach Davies. He's $4,900 in his career, 5-for-14 with a dong off of Davies, a red stack. Centered around Mr. Joey Votto was great. He was very productive at, like, I put him in when Goldie was scratched. I put him in everywhere. He got like 16-plus points or something. He stole a bag. He was great. If you're not using Goldie, now this is what I will say. If you don't use Goldie, but you're still stacking the Padres D-backs game, I have zero problem dropping down to Will Myers because everyone will be on Goldie. So this is a nice contrarian tournament play. Will Myers is very much alive in this because Patrick Corbin is not any good either. I almost prefer... No, I'm not gonna. No, I can't say that. I can't, with a straight face, say I prefer Myers over Goldie, even though Myers might outproduce him. Goldie is the play. But Myers is very good. He went yard again on Monday, and he could easily outperform him. I have zero problem in a tournament swipping to Myers over Goldie. But for stacking purposes, you're going to want Goldie with the Peraltas and Pollocks and Tomases of the world. You got Hanram at 4,800, but that's likely rained out. Anthony Rizzo, outstanding play yet again, going up against Garrett Cole. He's $4,800. He's $500 cheaper than yesterday. Love me some eight to the Rizzo. Crush Davis is only 47 against Arosero Ramirez. That's cheap. He's taken him deep twice. He has four extra base hits out of the six hits in his career off Arosero. Arosimo pitched great in his first outing, don't get me wrong, but left-handed bats just crush Arosimo. And Chris Davis, if you ever believe in a thing saying he's due, he's due. And Chris Davis, he's going to go deep tonight. I just have this feeling Chris Davis is going ding-dong. But a lot of these first basemen have, like, Votto, Myers, Goldie. There's a lot of home runs tonight coming. This, I told you, the pitching is a pile of poop. So there's home runs again tonight, folks. So I can't just tell you to play one guy on a home run. There's going to be a lot of home runs tonight. Mark Reynolds, here's another one. Well, no, Jed Ross, maybe not. But Mark Reynolds, 4,400. He went dong again on Monday. Another good look there. Freddie Freeman, games likely rained out, but 4,300. Cheap price tag on Freeman. Chris Carter, no. Eric Thames, oh my God, he's still too cheap. Double donged on Monday. This guy is just unbelievable. If you're not playing one of those other guys for some reason, yeah, play Eric Thames at $4,200. Unbelievable. Can he play a different position so I can play these other guys, please? It's like every day I look at the first base position and it's just too freaking, too crowded. Too crowded. I know that's the point. You got to pick players, but holy crap. But Thames, $4,200. Play him, save money, and put it elsewhere. That's a phenomenal play. Abreu against Duffy at 41 for your White Sox stack is a good look there. He... 10 for 31 lifetime with a double and a homer off of Duffy. If you're fading Estrada, Carpenter, 4,100, not a bad look there. Mike Napoli, the party at Napoli is slowly heating up, folks. That guy is about to pop off. I'm telling you, he's going to get streaky. It's what he does. The home runs are coming soon. I don't know how soon. I'm hoping tonight would be great. But they're coming. He's starting to go. We've been rostering him a little more lately. If you've been paying attention, the name's been coming up more. I believe he doubled and had another hit yesterday. I know he doubled for sure. He's slowly heating up. He's 10 for 25 lifetime with four doubles and three home runs off of Irvin Santana. So he likes him a little bit. 4K on Tuesday night. Hosmer, 3,900 against Covey. You got Kendrys Ramallis, 3,700 against Waka. You got Hung Soo Kim, first base outfield eligible, 3,600 for Baltimore. He went deep on Monday. Lefties against Arosimo. So outfield, because you're going to want Crush Davis at first if you're going that route. V-Mart, very cheap first base option if you're going that route. 3,400 against King Felix. V-Mart is 9 for 25 lifetime with a dong off of Hernandez. Greg Bird, 3,400 against Porcello, likely rainout. Jay Bruce, they already gave him first base eligibility. Just what we needed, another talented first baseman. He's first base and outfield eligible at 3,400. Tommy Joseph, if you're stacking your Phillies against the lefty Chin, he's 3,400. I like that look there. Against the lefty, Ricky Weeks Jr. of Tampa Bay. If you're doing your Tampa stacks, we talked about Ricky Weeks has to be a part of it. So if you're stacking Tampa, you're ignoring all those amazing first basemen at the top. and you're playing Ricky Weeks at first base. You just have to do it. You have to suck it up, and you play some talented guys elsewhere, but you have to play Ricky Weeks at first base. That's part of a Tampa stack against left-handed pitching. That's just how it works. He's $3,200. If you don't play Ricky Weeks against a lefty and you're stacking Tampa, you're doing everything wrong in life. That should just about do us at the first base position. Yep. Moving on to second base, as first base is just stupid loaded. Daniel Murphy, 5,500 against Marquez. Brian Dozier, 5K against Trashner. We got Joe Ross, $4,700 against LeMahieu. Johnny VR, batting lefty against Scotty Feldman at 46. Rubio Dor, 4,400 against Santana. Brad Miller, 43 against Miley. Robbie Cano, 42 against Zimmerman. Second base loaded yet again tonight. Ian Kinsler, 4,100 against Hernandez. Kinsler, 19 for 82 with three doubles and four homers lifetime against Hernandez. That's a good BVP sample size. Jonathan Scope went ding-dong yesterday. Almost had a second one. Just missed it. 4K against Rasimo. Benny Zobrist, second base outfield eligible, is only 3,900. It's a nice cheap price tag for Zobrist. Cubs are a little cheaper tonight against Garrett Cole. Yonhervis Solarte, 3,800 against Corbin. That boy got it done for us. Cesar Hernandez, I know he's a lefty, but he hits Chen very well. He's only 3,600. So don't get scared off against the lefty-lefty with Cesar, our boy. Very good look there at 3,600. You got Neil Walker at 3,400. Prado at 3,400. Brandon Phillips at 3,200 if you're fading. But then again, rain out possibility. I'm just mentioning these things just in case they play and you want to get dicey. But there's our man. Jed Lowry, 2,600 in our A stack, are super duper cheap. I'm telling you, you can make an A stack with a decent higher price stack and you can still pay for Kershaw. This is why I like the A's. They're always stupid cheap. On a night when you want to get some expensive pitching, Jed Lowry, $2,600, great play tonight to help you with some salary. Even if you just want like one or two bats, you don't even have to stack them. Like you got Adam Rosales, second base, third base eligible, $2,200. So you can play like Rosales at third, which sucks because there's a ton of good third base options. But you can play him at second at 22 if you don't want to play Lowry. I like Lowry a little more at 26 to be personal. But either one, both good options there as punt plays at the second base position to help you with salary relief. Lowry, Rosales, keep them in mind. Going over to third base, Nolan Arenado, $5,400 in Coors. Anthony Rendon, 5K. Evan Longoria versus lefty. This is where we fire him up, $4,900. Manny Machado, $4,800 against Rossimo. Chris Bryant, $4,800. Miguel Sano against the trash can, $4,600. Todd Frazier against the lefty Duffy, $4,300. Frazier is 4 for 14 lifetime with two home runs off the Duffster. Mikel Franco against Chin, $4,100. Jake Lamb against the lefty, $4,100. Not the ideal situation for Lamb. If you want to play him, you can. I can't blame you, but we prefer him against the right-handed pitching, I'll be honest. A little devastated there. Going on to Eugenio Suarez against Davies, 3,700. Joey Gallo, 37 against Irvin Santana. The always underpriced, underowned Travis Shaw against Scott Feldman is only 36. Another underowned, underpriced Nick Castellanos, 3,500 in a good spot. Jed Jerko, 3,400. Underowned again, underpriced. Chase Headley, 3,400. You got Prado again, Justin Turner, 3,300. The Moose is loosed, another under-owned, underpriced, 3,200 against Covey. That's too cheap. Trevor Plouffe, 3,200. Eduardo Nunez, 3,200. You got Matt Davidson. I mentioned him yesterday against the lefty. He went ding-dong. He's down to $2,900 tonight. I love Matt Davidson again. If you're fading Duffy at all, or you're not fading him completely, but you want some salary relief just in your lineup at third base, great GPP salary relief because the home run upside is humongous. Matt Davidson at $2,900. If you just want one punt play in your lineup to save money with huge GPP upside, Matt Davidson might be your best one of the night. $2,900, stupid cheap for home run potential. It's just crazy cheap, $2,900. Then don't forget, you got Rosales of the A's at $2,200. Is third base eligible as well. Heading over to shortstop, Trey Turner, $5,100. Trevor Story, 5K. Bogarts, 45. Corey Seager against Bloch, 4K. Aledmys Diaz, $3,900. Elvis Andrus, pretty cheap, $3,900, still playing good, hitting in the middle of that order. Jorge Polanco, I like him tonight at $3,800 against Cashner. He's been playing pretty well at the top of that Twins order. Zach Cozart, yeah, $3,600. Hernan Perez is now shortstop eligible as well, which is outstanding. Outfield and shortstop, if we give him third base back also, we'll be really dancing with the devil. He had a big game. Outfield, shortstop eligibility, $3,600. Tris Owens filled in at the batting third last night. Had a big game and went yard. Outfield, shortstop eligibility, $3,600. Love Chris Owens again tonight. Tim Anderson towards the top of that White Sox lineup at $3,500. Tim Beckham for Tampa Bay at $3,500 against the lefty. Asdrubal Cabrera at $3,500. Addison Russell, $3,400. Really good look there at $3,400. Like that a lot. Taylor Motter, right? He's hit them really well. He's only $3,100. Nice cheap price tag for Motter. Kiki Hernandez against the lefty and block. He's outfield shortstop eligible at $3,100. That's not a bad play there at all. And that might be it for shortstop. Shortstop's been getting smaller and smaller these days. It feels like started out the year pretty big, but it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Let's head to the outfield and wrap this bad boy up. Bryce Harper, $6,100. He should be in the lineup tonight for sitting out and pissing everybody off yesterday. I had no Harper yesterday. I was so pissed when he scratched. Mike Trout, $5,300. Adam Eaton, $5,300. I'd rather play Eaton and save $800 than play Harper. I know Harper can go deep, but Harper doesn't need Coors Field. So you're pricing him up. That's the whole reason why I'm not paying for him. Everyone's like flocking and drooling to him. Harper's going to hit the same home run in any ballpark for a fraction of the price. So everyone's going, oh, he's in Coors. He's got a better hitting environment. Harper doesn't need the hitting environment. You're paying an extra $1,000 to $1,500 for nothing. That is my point. People aren't understanding that. Adam Eaton, $5,300. Mookie Betts, $5,200. Charlie Blackman, $5,200. Blackman is in a great spot again tonight. That guy is on fire, folks. The Giants helping people out around the world. Trey Turner, already mentioned him. Cargo, $4,900. Hopefully he gets going. He's been slowly getting hits. The power hasn't shown up yet, but it's coming. Jason Worth, $4,800. The Trumbomb, $4,600 against Rossimo. Giancarlo Stanton against that Velasquez fastball could get some fireworks tonight. Get those barrels, $4,600. Nelly Cruz, righties against Zimmerman, $4,300. Very solid look there. Jackie Bradley Jr., likely a rainout, but $4,300. He's come back swinging the bat really well off the DL. So keep an eye on JBJ. Adam Duvall, $4,300 against Zach Davies. Great look there. Duvall, 5 for 14 with a double and a home run lifetime off of Davies. Cinsu Chu, $4,300. Christian Yelich, $4,300. A.J. Pollock versus the lefty, $4,300. Lock and load. Steven Souza versus a righty. Or versus a lefty, sorry, $4,200. Dexter Fowler, $4,200. Yeah, he had a couple of good games, but I just can't get behind Fowler, especially at that price. He's so inconsistent. Schwarber, $4,200. Billy Hamilton against Davies, $4,200. I love it. Get on base, steal bases. It's what he was doing last night. Very good at that price tag. Max Kepler, $4,200 against Cashner. Kepler's got some of the best hard hit rate this season. Love Kepler, $4,200. Kiermaier, $4,100. Hits lefties extremely well. Don't let that lefty-lefty scare you. McCutcheon, $4,100. Lorenzo Cain, $4,000 against Covey. Cedric. Had a leadoff dong on Monday. He's 4K. Aaron Judge, 4K. Benintendi, 4K. Both of those likely rained out. Polanco, 4,000. Like him tonight because Hendricks does not do it for me. I'm not big on the right-handed bats against Hendricks for Pittsburgh, but Hendricks has been bad. The velocity is down so much. A Pittsburgh stack can be ultra sneaky. Ultra sneaky. You just got to trust the right-handed bats, and that's just tough to do with Pittsburgh. They've been so inconsistent. But it's not a bad stack if you can find the right one, is what I'm saying. It's like you got to go McCutcheon and Polanco and maybe Cervelli and then cross your fingers on Bell going yard or Asuna finding something that the youngster. It's just so hard to figure out Pittsburgh. And there's better situations out there. Robbie Grossman, another great look at 4K in that Minnesota outfield. Yosmani Tomas versus a lefty at 4,000. Yes, please. Gerardo Parra, 4K in Coors. I don't know why he's like always so cheap compared to everybody else in Coors, but he's like an autoplay. It's like, okay, here's your Coors gift, Gerardo Parra, every time. It's unbelievable. You just lock him in every time there's a Coors game. If you're not, you're not doing this right. Justin Upton, $3,900. He's having a nice little run right now. And get Upton in your lineups if you're playing Detroit. Steven Piscotty, $3,900. Brett Gardner hits Porcello well at $3,900. Keon Broxton, no. Eddie Rosario, if he's playing for Minnesota, he's swinging a hot bat right now at $3,900. Super low owned. Speed, power, upside there. Odubel Herrera against Chin. People will get scared off by the lefty. Lefty, don't. He's $3,900. Melky Cabrera, part of your White Sox stack at $3,800. Very productive this year. Jacoby Ellsbury going to be rained out, but he's a good play if not. Domingo Santana, I like him at $3,800. Scott Schebler, people are starting to figure out who he is. That's going to piss me off because I've been playing him a lot. Sneaky lefty, lefty's crush Zach Davies. He's $3,800. Very much in play in a Reds stack. We got some Nomar Mazara at $3,800. David Peralta, a part of your Arizona stack at $3,800. Not as much because of lefty, but I'm still playing. He's on fire. Absolutely on fire. Went yard on Monday. Definitely get some Peralta in your lineups. Don't go as heavy as you are like on Pollock and some of the others, but definitely have some of him. Alex Gordon, yeah, okay. Seth Smith leading off against Erasmo is a great play at $3,700. Like I said, lefties crush Erasmo. Seth Smith, please. I got the Grandy Man. Manny Margot against Corbin, awesome play at $3,700. Manny might go yard tonight. He's not a big home run guy, but this shapes up like a good Manny Margot, one of his few home run possibilities. But if not, on base, steal bases, Margot should be in for a good evening. K with the Chris Davis against Ramirez, $3,600. Good night for a Chris Davis dong show. Marcelo Zuna, $3,600 against Velasquez. Very nice price tag there. I mentioned Chris Owings earlier. Hunter Renfroe at $3,600. Outstanding play. This is why I kind of like a San Diego stack tonight, folks. They have some great righties to face against Corbin. This game stack is going to be juicy. You just got to figure out which ones you want to put out there. That's going to be the difference. Endurance Yarte, if that game doesn't get rained out, $3,500. Mitch Haniger, right-handed bat against Zimmerman. Love him. Too cheap, $3,400. You got Jay Bruce. Doesn't get rained out. Aaron Altherr against the lefty Chin. He's been slotted in the two-hole. He's hitting a good $3,400. Steals bases. Really good play for the Phillies. Aaron Altherr, even if you just want a one-off, nice little sneaky GPP play with Altherr. If you're stacking Phillies, he's definitely a part of it. Hunter Pence, $34. Puig, $34. Go to Michael Conforto. If it doesn't rain out, $33 is a great price tag in that one. Avisel Garcia against the lefty, $32. Phenomenal play there if you're stacking your White Sox. Jorge Bonifacio against Covey, $3,100. Nice cheap piece of Royals action if you're playing that. Jason Hayward is hot, folks. Very, very hot. And he's still only $3,100. People don't scroll down that far most nights. $3,100, Jason Hayward, definitely in play tonight. Mentioned Kiki Hernandez earlier. Aaron Hicks for the Yankees if they're playing, $3,000. Albert Almora Jr., if he's in the lineup at $3,000, is solid. Solid play. Scott Van Slyke versus lefty at $3,000 is okay. He hasn't done much of anything this year, but he's okay. If you want salary relief. Jose Azuna, like I mentioned, for Pittsburgh, if you want to roll the dice on a Pittsburgh stack at $2,700, but it's not ideal. Not a lot of punt plays here in the outfield. Shane Peterson, they're facing a lefty. He won't be out there. Jabari Blash for San Diego, if you want a complete GPP power play. The right-handed bat against Corbin at $2,600 is in play there. You got the left-handed bat of Matt Joyce at $2,300 in play as a punt play in the outfield. And that's about it when it comes to the outfield. Very top heavy as normal. So lots of good bats to target. Some great stacking options. So let's check them out real quick before we head out of here. When it comes to the stacking, you know, you got Colorado, you got Washington against Marquez, Colorado versus Ross. Those are obvious. But then we got our Arizona stack, 5.04 team total against Richard, Goldie, Pollock, Tomas, sprinkling some Peralta. You know, Owings, great stuff to like there. Ionetta is a decent catcher. Don't forget him. Milwaukee versus Feldman, love it. VR, Thames, Braun's good. Mix and match some others in that lineup. The catchers, Bandy Pina, you know, Santana. Minnesota versus Cashner is outstanding. Sano, Dozier, of course. But then you got Kepler, Grossman, Rosario in the outfield, all really good plays. Very good. They'll be a very low owned stack at 4.418 total. San Diego, 4.46. Might be just as good as Arizona in this one, if not better, honestly. Might be better. Will Myers at first base. You got Margot in the outfield. Renfro in the outfield. You got Hedges catching. You got Solarte. Lots to like in San Diego. That game stack is outstanding. Team total 9.5, like we talked about. Cincinnati against Davies. That's a game stack. Cincinnati, Milwaukee, we love. But Cincinnati lefties against Davies. Joey Votto, yes, please. You got Peraza at second. You got Hamilton in the outfield. Shebler in the outfield. Duvall. You can go Suarez if you want. There's great options there. Baltimore against Arosimo, the left-handed bats. Chris Davis is great. Kim in the outfield. Smith in the outfield. Don't worry about the left-handed options with, you know, because they're right-handed with Machado and Jones and Trumbo. Arosimo's, I like Baltimore tonight. They're relatively cheap. Oakland, cheap, sneaky, low-owned stack against Ramirez of the Angels, vote catching. Got Lowry at second. Rosales second, third base eligible. You got Yonder Alonso at first base, which is always cheap and awesome. Lots of really got K with Chris Davis in the outfield. Lots of good options to like with the A's. Really cheap options, cheap stacks. Philly versus Chin, the right-handed bats there, great. Don't forget Altherr in the outfield. Really cheap batting second, stealing bases. Tampa versus Miley, phenomenal. Seattle versus Zimmerman, the right-handed bats rake Zimmerman. So don't think lefty just because he's a right-handed pitcher. Right-handed bats rake Haniger, Motter, Cano, and Cruz. Don't worry about Cano and Seager, but lots of good bats. There's Zunino, a cheap catcher in that one. And then the Cubs versus Cole. Don't get scared off by Cole. Cubs prices are down from last night. Don't be scared by Cole. Cubs still very much in play, folks. But awesome stacks tonight. Love Chase Field, Arizona, San Diego. Love both of those. Love Miller Park. Love both of those. And then our sneaky stacks we talked about. Pitching, obviously Kershaw. Gamble a bit on Duffy. You got Velasquez, Estrada, Santana, Gesellman if it plays, Miley, Love Waka, Bloch, Hahn, Chin. Ew, nasty pitching, but it is what it is. So there's your slate, folks. 14-game slate, April 25th. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Last night I recorded Bench with Bubba, episode 37, with Casey Bogoslav, robaseball.com, and at MLB Barrels Alert. Outstanding new app. The interview was awesome. A lot of good StatCast stuff. Please check it out. Really good stuff. It'll come out today. It's on iTunes. Sound on iTunes at Bench with Bubba, SoundCloud SD Sports, and Spreaker SD Radio. Really good stuff. Please check that out. But check me out at BDIntric. Hit me up with all your questions. Whenever you guys ask me, I help you guys out with best I can. But good luck tonight. Let's make some money, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.